present with the exception of Vice Chair Leet.
Okay. Next on the agenda is public comments. There's no public in the room, so public comments are closed. I'm going to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
And I will second that motion. And all in favor, I believe that we have passed that. And we will move on to item D. I'm going to hand over to staff at this point.
Okay, item D1 is, for the next several years, DO is indicated as that they're going to make a $6,000 donation. It has to be approved by the board where that money goes.
Right.
And so it's being brought to this committee first for a recommendation on where the money, the donation should go. We're suggesting that it go, staff is suggesting that it go to some, a project of, out there for the community center.
Okay. Based on funding challenges that the community center has, I think that's a good idea. Does it have to be limited to projects? Can it be limited to ongoing operations? Or what's the thought process on that?
Well, the language, I think, says a community benefit of some sort. So I believe it could go to operations. I'd have to recheck the language. So
I just want to probably be as least restrictive as possible, just to give flexibility to staff to be able to use it where it's needed. I think that's really what my concern is, to try to remain flexibility within it. The entire community center is a funding challenge, and there are several things that need to be done to continue to provide benefit to the community based on the things that occur here at the community center. So that would be my only input. I think that's a good place. The community center is a good place for it to go, and I think that we should recommend to the board. I think the board all understands it kind of the same way I do. That we all do. That there's if there's anything that is out of a challenge to fund, it's the community center.
Okay, we will good make that recommendation to the board.
Item 2, I'm going to get back to staff again, please.
Okay, so we're excited to give first looks to, we gave it to the Communications Committee. We're now giving it to the Internal Ops Committee before we bring it to the board. Our suggested 20-year logo.
Pretty cool.
We are going to our plan is to use this logo on our stationery and other items during the course of this year. We actually turned 20 on July 1st, 1998, so that's how it looked on our stationery. And we are going to order pins, so very nice pins. These are rather expensive pins, but these pins we will issue to the first board members of 1998 and to the current city board members. As very nice lapel pins to honor that they can wear at the board meeting and honor our 20-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. We will also have some metal pins made that are much less expensive that can be handed out to people
I see the difference in the two now, and I can envision what you're saying.
Right.
As having ordered pins for nonprofits before, so I'm kind of familiar with what you're talking about it, and now I can see why there's not a color here because of the type of casting it is. It probably doesn't allow for the color to be in that because of the it's probably a heavier.
As well as a gold plating.
Okay, all right, very good.
Okay, and then so then this is an example of a banner with that's just a mock up there.
Yeah,
it's going to
be
close to looking that. And we're going to do banners down the boulevard. Who's paying for all of this? Well, believe it or not, we have set up a sponsors for sponsoring banners to put up at locations around town. And we're going on June 23rd to have a town celebration of our 20th anniversary here at the community center, where there's going to be free hot dogs and sodas to the public, and a swim day. They can just come and use the pool for free and enjoy the hot dogs and the drinks. We'll have some dignitary speeches around noonish on that Saturday.
What's the date?
June 23rd.
And so this might say something like Discovery Bay Lions Club or Sasville.
Well, it's going to say Herwood Engineering right there because they've given us a check for $2,200.
So what's the cost of sponsoring a banner? Have you established that?
Well, it was 10 banners for $2,200. And we had a total of 16, and we've already got two sponsors at the $2,200 level.
Sorry, paid.
Yeah, one is Ludorf and one is...
Let me go back to that. So we're ordering 16 banners, and they're $220 a piece? $20 for 10? Or the 20
Not a piece. I don't believe
they're... They're not $220 a piece. They're actually... more expensive. I don't know why we came up with it. Sue came up with the $2,200 as a gold sponsor, and that I think that would buy 10 banners.
Oh, 10 banners, but you don't put their name on 10 of the banners.
Yeah. We'll put them as sponsors on those banners.
Well, we don't have room for 20 banners on the pole. I mean, we don't have...
No,
our poles aren't set up for it.
We're going to do 16 banners.
On our poles set up.
We already know where we're going to set them up.
Because we already have... hardware on the poles for those. Yes.
On some of them. We have to buy a little more hardware from what my understanding.
Oh, maybe a couple of them.
Right.
But they were, those should not have come off because those were put on with permanent bands as opposed to some of the other bands that go on the pole that I'm familiar with.
Well, right.
But it's possible that there was, that over time that we've lost a pole or a bracket.
Yeah. So there's just...
So it's not a big deal. I remember I had an interview involvement with banners, so I'm just curious as to how we're doing this. But if there's 16 there and Herwood's bought 10 of them, then it's just going to say Herwood Engineering throughout the whole town.
Well, except for six of them, well, I was going to say Ludolph Salmini. That's why he wanted to pay up the money.
Does he really want his name on it all?
Probably. I don't know. We can ask him.
He probably doesn't care.
You know what? I'm not sure I'm being accurate on that, by the way.
So let's do this. Let's, for the record, we don't really, the pricing structure isn't developed yet, just for the record. Let's.
Oh, no, this is all just overview.
Right. So my bad for getting into the weeds on this. I was just curious more than anything else. Let me step back and let you guys come up with your plan and have it pretty much set. I think it might not be a bad idea to offer banner sponsorship to local entities throughout town. Also, if we want to somehow indicate that we have a gold sponsor, let's just use Herwood Engineering for and put it on a banner that says gold sponsor Herwood Engineering, and they've done that, if they're okay with that.
Well, this is already taken on a life.
I understand.
Too. So she has different levels of sponsorship. She already has
that. Her package shows that?
No. Yes, but I didn't bring Sue because she was here late yesterday.
Okay.
But I think you should come in and talk to Sue when you get a chance, and she will update you on the whole contribution thing, because we're looking for people to sponsor the food. We're looking for people to sponsor a jumpy thing for the kids.
Yeah, but this would be such a draw, because how long do you believe the banner's up on the bullpen?
I believe it would probably go... We're open to suggestions on that.
Well, let me tell you, if it starts in June, they'll be down by September. Because that's when somebody else's banners go up on the boulevard.
I don't know who that would be. We're probably...
that doesn't happen until the first week of September, so...
Yeah, I mean the... Right.
So, something to think about.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a work in
progress.
I just
think you could raise more money by allowing more people to be involved. If you said, hey, $500 and you get your name on a banner to a local organization or...
Well,
Sasville Properties or something, right? And now you've raised 16 times 500, which is $8,000.
Right. Well,
but
yeah.
Still offering levels of sponsorship that allows them maybe to also get board space at the event, you know, on a thing, you know, and package a deal to where you can... I come from a fundraising background.
Well, Sue went out with this. And so what she had, she went out with, and she started raising the money. So I don't know... Oh.
Recognition. So she's offering 22, 26. I don't think this has been thought through really well. She's offering 29 banners if everybody, she just gets one of each sponsor, and we only have 16 spots.
You have to talk to her about her thinking, and she's not here. It's very clear in Sue's mind.
I don't question that one whatsoever. I do not question that. But we've done a lot of this before. So, anyway, great idea. Let's refine it and see how it works out. And I would encourage more names and some sort of different kind of package, maybe, if it can work.
We'll see what we can do.
Maybe I should try to talk to Sue and be in tomorrow?
Yes.
Maybe I should try to talk to her sooner than later.
Be good.
Just to get her thought process. Okay, so I love it. I think it's great. I like that. So, question comes to mind. Mm-hmm. Who designed the logo?
Well, the logo was designed based on our input with a company that will be making the pins.
Okay,
and
cool.
We were so impressed with that, we
moved it to every
asset. Yeah. So I did some Photoshop work.
I think this is. I think with the color, it's really cool.
That's for paint process.
Yeah, that
on metal.
Where's
this will be 1 inch.
Okay. Now what is? So why don't we have color in?
Is that
so like on our stationery? Because see, then it incorporates the current logo in directly into. I'll look at the stationery. Why can't we make that color? On the stationery. And then you've incorporated what's already there into the pin. Because that's our logo that we currently use, right?
We could make that.
Make it look like this as on the stationery. Is there an issue with that? Or just
No. I mean, I can do that.
You've already done it. It's right there. It's already a digital picture.
Well, this is not as classy as this.
Well, I know, but there's no reason the way that
I can take this and I can I can do that. That's not the issue. The issue is, do we want to take away from the gold by adding the color? And your opinion is yes.
No, not on the pin.
No, I mean on the stationery. Same thing.
Why are we taking away from? I mean, you think this looks cheaper than this? Is that what you're thinking?
I think so, but that's just one opinion. I can take your recommendation. We're going to bring this to the board the next meeting. We can say your recommendation is to do that. I think it ought to be. I actually think it should be brought up for discussion amongst the board members as an alternative.
Sure. And again, I'm just trying to tie our current logo more into the program.
No, I get it.
Now, I'm not commenting on that. This is great.
I don't.
And I think this is great. I'm just saying it would be kind of cool, I think, to put color in. And then put color in.
Yeah, so I'll do a mock-up.
That's all. That would be my input.
Okay.
You asked me here for my input.
I did.
I'm giving it to you.
I'm not rejecting it.
But I do. But I like it. 98, 2018.
The stone, that is an emerald. Emerald represents 20 years. So that's why
we're doing that. You're so clever. And now
staff did a good job on it.
And now that you say what it is, it pops out to me. I see the facets on the emerald, and it's very clear to me. It looked like a view from the blimp of a golf course to me. And that just might be me.
Now, on the metal one, it's just paint.
Right.
But that'll actually be a stone for the board member.
Oh, very cool. Wow, very cool. No, and then hence a little bit of cost. But you're only going to have about 10 of those 12 ones.
Right, depends. What we're hoping to do is have enough funds to do the current board, the 98 board, and then it would be great to have every employee get one that's currently doing it so that they can wear it to the board meetings or wear it around town on their lapel and promote this. But that's secondary. What's for sure is the board. The board.
Current board. Board.
Right.
The original board would include one of our employees anyway, and that would be Virgil, because he was on the original board before he resigned to become
the general manager.
General manager.
Right. Yeah.
Gary Hess. The guy we named the park after. Went to my church. You know what I'm talking about. What's the park over here?
Court Slifer?
Yes, wasn't he? Was Bob Slifer on the original?
I believe so. I don't think he's no longer with us.
No.
Gary? We're going to invite the
family
spouse.
Yeah, and I don't know if she's around anymore either.
Yeah, we don't know.
And
if they're there, they'll
get it. Gary and Virgil and if I thought long enough, I can remember the other two.
Yeah, we do have the list, but that's pretty good memory.
Okay, so looks great.
I will do the mock-up, and that will go before the board.
Do we have anything for future agenda items? This does not need to come back here. I think that I believe that we're okay. How did the communications committee? What was their input?
Loved it.
Just
loved it.
As is, looks great.
Yeah, but they didn't consider this the way you did, so I think it's fair to bring that this mock-up on this for the whole board to consider.
And remember, all I'm talking about is adding color to this
exactly.
Little circle right there.
Yeah,
that's all.
Right.
Everything else is fantastic. Because I'm never happy. And so, no future agenda.
Okay, I'm thinking in my mind. So one of the considerations to think about doing that, I mean, I like it on the letterhead doing that. But then that won't match the actual pin that'll be on
I think we're overthinking that. Because the pin that we're giving out a lot, it will match, and I just think that I don't think anybody's going to put two and two together.
Okay.
So how often is
yours
going to walk around like this? It's smiling
Bob. You know what? I might just point it out to everybody.
Kevin was the one who screwed this up. We are recording this
stuff,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
great job, staff. I really like it. I was very curious this morning. I was talking on the phone. I was mentioning to my wife. She was wondering what the heck this committee meant for, and I was explaining to her one of the things we might be talking about. And I'm very pleased, because I tried to envision what you were doing, and I'm very pleased with the design that you came up with there. Very nice. And I think it was very resourceful on your part to use monies that we invested with basically without hiring a second designer or somebody designed to take the design that's already been made for us and use it throughout the whole thing. I think it's a great idea. Well done. Good job.